That's the soulful groove of the Julian Taylor Band with Sweeter from their new album Avalanche. And Avalanche features 8 new songs built around personal memories. And it's surely Julian's most personal recording to date. We caught up with Julian at home in Toronto to chat about the new album. How are you doing today, Julian?
I'm well, Dan, and yourself?
Wonderful. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. My only disappointment, because we had so much fun when we were chatting at Folk Music Ontario that time, is that we're not actually in the same space. But we will endeavor to make this interview as warm as possible.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that we will run into each other and we'll get to do it again, which would be lovely.
So this is the new album, 8 new songs on Avalanche. Now, this album's interesting because it seems that it all goes back to that treasure trove of personal memories. I don't know if your mother was trying to get you to take it out of the house or what.
You know what? To be honest, I think she was. She saved a lot of my stuff, and slowly but surely, you know, she would just present it to me as, you know, an heirloom or an artifact that she just couldn't keep in her house anymore. But she's very special in the way that she keeps things in such wonderful order, and they're all memories that certainly mean a lot to me. So, yeah, it's very kind to get a gift like that, you know.
So, well, I love the idea that you were going through, you know, this memory box, and then, you know, picking out things that piqued your interest and then, you know, seeing how they started to provoke songs. The thing I find interesting is the fact that you've been really productive over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
You put out Desert Star, which I think had 22 tracks on it. And I think if I remember rightly, that album came out in 4 bits.
It did. It actually had 25 when it was all said and done. We released 22 and then decided we'd release the 3 songs that were on the B-side. So there's 25 tunes on that. And there were 12 songs on Technoir in 2014. 2016, now here we are with 2019.
Yeah, and then writing the new album. You've been around the business a long time. I know way back in the day with Staggered Crossing, I think you had a hit record, didn't you?
If you can call it that, sure. We did. We had a song that went up the charts, you know, that old Tom Petty song, you know, Into the Great White Open moment for us when we were just kids. Yeah,
but I think after that things didn't quite go so well. I know that when we talked previously, I think you felt a bit disillusioned with the way things were going as far as your career was concerned.
Yeah, I was. We had been, you know, let go by the record company. We went independent, and I ended up doing a lot of the work on the promo end, on the production side, on the publicity side, and it was just really tiring. Luckily, we were really young at the time when that all happened, so we had a bit of, you know, chutzpah still left in us. But it was taxing on all of us. Not all of us got out alive, you know. It led to severe depression for some of us, and, you know, I found myself going in and out of the motions, and certainly some of my other band members felt the same.
Now, I think at the Julian Taylor Band, I mean, some of you have been together from the beginning, haven't you?
Jeremy and I have. Jeremy plays drums. He was in Staggered Crossing when we actually formed, would have been 1997. So we've been playing together since 1997. 96, actually, because we were in bands before that.
And then I gather that the rest of the band, there was a comment on the publicity material that I was sent out that was saying that you maybe should have a barbecue where you have everybody that's ever played in the Julian Taylor Band back.
Yeah, we did that once. We had a barbecue with every band member. It was like a little jam session and you know, hangout. It was great. There were about 22 of us in one space.
And I think everybody that comes through the band, I mean, really loves the feel. I mean, the neat thing about your music is I know you describe yourselves as pilgrims of funk, soul, and roll. But you also weave in a lot of music from your heritage. I know you You have an Afro-Caribbean heritage. You also have indigenous heritage. And you weave a lot of different flavors into the music, don't you?
I try to, yeah.
So we started off with the track Sweeter. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Sweeter actually was developed through looking at photographs. When I was a young kid, I might have been 5 years old or six, my great uncle and his family picked me up from my parents' house and we traveled across Canada in a little station wagon. You know, I learned how to play cards because my cousins were a little older than I was. It was the first time I was exposed to, you know, crazy eights and gin and rummy and war and stuff like that. And we would sit in the back seat and do that and drive across Canada on the Trans-Canada Highway until we got to my grandparents' place in Maple Ridge. And they lived on like a farm where there were horses and, you know, the Alouette was really close by. And every morning I'd go and collect, you know, the chicken eggs until the coyotes got them and clean the stalls. And it started from those pictures. And then from there, I was looking at pictures of some of my first road trips with my band. You know, we hit the road with Spirit of the West when I was 18 and 19 years old. We were all around that age just when we got signed. And that was an amazing trip. And they were really kind to us. We did it a few other times with, you know, 5440 and Big Sugar and whatnot. And I was just compiling all of those memories into one song. And that was Sweeter because it was such a lovely time to be with these people.
The interesting thing about your music is the way that you can enjoy the music on several levels. Obviously, you've got the lyrics, you can listen to the lyrics, but you also have this wonderful, soulful groove that comes through. It kind of makes it very appealing to anyone that actually, you know, comes across you, the fact that, you know, you're not really, you know, the intent is to not produce a sound that, you know, people may recognize from, you know, the 70s, but actually produce a sound that's very much from today, but also dips into other aspects of music. I mean, that must be very important for you, isn't it?
It's very important. I don't want to redo anything. I do believe that we take from our influences, and I'm influenced by records that come out today. I'm influenced by records that came out yesterday. In my process, groove is really, really important to me. And, you know, the drum is the heart and soul of Mother Earth. And that's what I was taught at a very young age. Without it, then, you know, you can't, the resounding reverberations don't really come through as well. I found that in previous records, perhaps, we concentrated so much on that perhaps the lyrics may have been lost a little bit. So in this record, we just calmed down and sat back a little bit so that I could put those lyrics over top of everything. We didn't use a lot of harmonies either so that my voice would be in the forefront.
And I think the intent was to try and record these songs quickly. I think you were recording directly to tape, weren't you?
We did. We recorded directly to tape. We recorded most of it live off the floor. The certain elements like the horns, we did not record live off the floor. We had to overdub those. We had to overdub the strings that we put on to the record and certainly some of the female backing vocals that we put on. But the rest of it is live off the floor.
Were all the songs recorded at the same time, or were there multiple visits to the studio or different studios to record them?
No, they were all recorded at the same time at Canterbury, which is in Toronto. And it was not necessarily, we didn't want to do it quickly. In my approach to the whole thing, I was, you know, walking a lot and meditating a lot and really find that enjoyable and try to do it as often as I possibly can. And I was going over these songs in my mind as to what I really wanted them to sound like. And I wanted them to sound simple. So when we got when I wrote the songs, you know, some of the other guys helped me write a couple of parts for some of the tunes. The lyrics are all me. But when I had the lyrics done, I finally started to put it to music and then played the songs for the guys. We played the songs once in a rehearsal, and then I told them to take a two-week break. And then we came in fresh again and just bashed them out. In my approach, I wanted them to do nothing. I mean, I think there's a little piece of tape that you hear me in the background just before we go for it, go for a take, and you just hear me say to the whole band, okay, guys, you know, have fun. Remember, do nothing.
No, that's great. It sounds like it was a wonderful session. Did you produce the album yourself, or were you working with someone else?
I produced the record myself, but I mean, I didn't engineer it. It was mostly Jeremy Darby at Canterbury Sound and his assistant Julian DeCourt. And then the additional stuff came from Tim Abrams at his studio Soleil, where it was mixed.
So tell us about who played on the album.
Well, it's the current lineup, and the current lineup has been around since 2016. It's Gareth Perry on guitar, and Gareth is a well-known Toronto musician. He's got a band called The Out of Towners as well. He's from Derby in the UK. Jeremy Elliott, who we mentioned before, playing drums. David Engel, who's been a collaborator on a lot of the Julian Taylor Band projects and writing. He plays keyboards. Derek Guyverson is on the Hammond organ. He's actually now a counselor for the Oshawa, you know, council. He won his election, so he's doing that, but we'll see him on the 30th at the Great Hall. Steve Pelche plays bass, and he plays with numerous people like, you know, Matt Anderson and Colin James and us. And then, who else is there? And me.
You're definitely a great band. We'll talk a little bit about the live experience in a few moments, but I'd like to dip back into the album just now and play one of my favorite tracks, which is the track Gone. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Sure. Gone, actually, the music for this particular song started a very long time ago, probably way before even techno-noir. I had this particular melody and I had this particular chord progression on, you know, one of my voice memos from so long ago. And while I was going through photographs and memories, oh, funny, that's one of my favorite records. Jim Croce is one of my favorites in that. Anyways, when I was going through photographs and memories, I came up along, you know, postcards from people that I loved I was intimate with a long time ago, and it just brought up a lot of memories. You know, that's how I started working on that. It's also loosely sort of affiliated with Early Morning Rain. I allude to that in that song right off the top in the first verse because of the postcards. And that was the similarity between the two was a correlation that I just couldn't deny.
You know, I love the way you soundcheck so many different people in these songs. And I guess it really does sound like it was an avalanche of memories that came out when you were starting to look through this material.
Totally.
Yeah. Let's play that just now. This is the Julian Taylor Band with Gone from his new album, Avalanche. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
Since you walked through the door, since you hopped that jet plane, just like the early morning rain, it'll never be the same. We'll be right back.
That's the Julian Taylor Band with Gone from their new album, Avalanche. Julian Taylor's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about the new album and some dates that are coming up, because I think you're launching the album in Toronto on March the 30th. Tell us a little bit about that show.
We're about a week away, and we're performing at the Great Hall, which is at Queen and Dovercourt. It's been refurbished, and we're really excited about it. We wanted to sort of move away from playing a club at the moment to try to really give this music some breathing room, because I find that this record's it's a listening record. Do you know what I mean? And we've been rehearsing. We were at rehearsal last night, just going through the new set that we've developed. It includes stuff from our previous records, but heavily focused on this new record. And I'm very excited about it. We've got, you know, a bunch of videos that are out now, one for Sweeter, one for Back Again. We will have other videos for songs on the record. It'll be the 8-piece band. Mikhail Laxton is also on the bill. And then after that, we have some festival dates that we're going to hit. We've got Lethbridge and Kenora and, Kelowna. We're actually going to Whitehorse, if you can believe that. We're very excited about that. We're doing Indigenous Day Live in Whitehorse, and none of us have been there. I've never been that far north. And that's exciting. And, lots of shows coming up.
And I think you're also playing Mariposa this year.
We are. We're playing Mariposa and Aurelia, which is amazing. It's been 20 years since Jeremy and I have been back, and that should be great. Yeah, and then maybe in the fall we'll decide to tour. It's an interesting thing, because in the summer, touring is basically festivals anyway, so you just do that, and then we're hitting that pretty much right on, you know?
Well, you know, certainly if you love a funky, soulful, a rock and roll band, I can heartily recommend the Julian Taylor Band. I think that's one of the things I love about the fact that, you know, I don't want to say a real band, because there's lots of real bands out there, but I think it's because, you know, you have just such a great sound, because you have such wonderful players. It's something that people can really get into. You know, I know you're like festival favorites now.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. I mean, it's interesting for us to see, because people who are 8 years old really love it. And people who are 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70, even 80-year-old people really love this music. It's just, you know, I don't want to compare ourselves to anybody really, but I know that when I've played anything like Three Little Birds by Bob Marley, it runs that whole scope as well. I can't compare myself to Bob Marley. He's a legend, but I'd like to think that we are trying to at least be authentic enough so that nobody can, there's no need to read through the lines. It is what it is, and we make it what it is.
Oh yeah, well, it's certainly a great show. I'm definitely looking forward to catching it. Now, you have a new single out, which we're going to finish with today. That is Back Again. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That song is directly about being out west with my grandparents. And, you know, my grandfather being Mohawk taught me a lot about nature and about indigenous values and how to treat people, really. You know, he used to always say to me, nothing matters. All we are is matter, but nothing matters. And I never really understood that until I sort of went back to the source, you know. And what he was trying to tell me is that if you're still, everything happens. And in that song, you know, it's about the cycle of life, really. My daughter was hanging out with me, and we were listening to some of the demos and stuff, and she's like, what's this one about? And I just didn't have an answer for her until we went outside, and I saw a flower, and I said, do you see that flower there? Well, it's springtime now, and in the winter, it will go away. But when it comes to be springtime again, it will come back again. And that's how everything works.
That's a great way to finish this interview. Julian Taylor, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you, Jen.
If you want to learn more about the Julian Taylor Band, head to juliantaylorband.com. Remember, they will be at the Great Hall in Toronto on March the 30th for their CD release show. This is the Julian Taylor Band with Back Again, from the album Avalanche, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, Julian.
Thank you, Jan. It was such a lovely chat with you. I love our chats.
stretching out just to come undone. The skies are hazy, baby blue. The moment sits still and yet it still moves you. We only stay as long as we can. We only stay as long as we can, then come back again. Celebrate at last. Some days always seem to last forever. Man, did any have been changing the weather? We only stay as long as we can. Just like the mountains return to sand, we come back again. Oh, we come back again. Sticks out right.